Health practitioners and family advocates, mostly from the nine tribes found across Oregon, are meeting at the Spirit Mountain Event Center. Ben Sanford is the Commercial Tobacco Prevention Coordinator for the Native American Youth and Family Center in Portland and a member of the Saponi Tribe of North Carolina. He's brought jarred samples of a Hopi leaf tobacco that he's helped cultivate.
It's earthy, it's rich, it makes my nostrils flare in the best way. When we think of the appeal to the creator of the fragrance of tobacco, it's everything I think it should be.
The aim is for Native people to switch from chain-smoking commercial-grade tobacco that's tar and nicotine and use more natural forms in a more reverent way. Shannon Lafferty is the coordinator of the Grand Ronde's Tribal Youth Empowerment and Prevention Program.
All the way up until this year, we have been giving packs of cigarettes or top loose tobacco as giveaways, and this is the first year that we actually used real tobacco, and I'm proud of that.
Native Americans have higher rates of smoking-related illnesses than the general population, a trend organizers want to fix. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull in Grand Ronde, Oregon.